always happy to be joined by Jenny Lynn Holmes. We generally talk to her as the grand poobah of Catholic Charities. This morning, something a little bit different. Good morning, Jenny Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for asking. Rebuilding our community, Sonoma County. ROC, as it's called. And this recovery of ours is not anywhere near over, is it?
No, definitely not. You know, the stages of recovery are really broken up into short, medium, and long-term. And,
yeah.
You know, a few months ago is really when we kicked over into our long-term recovery process, which is a 3 to 5 year, you know, at minimum, recovery process.
And it's not a new organization, but explain to us what ROC is all about.
Yeah, so long-term recovery groups are formed across the nation when a disaster happens, and they're really focused in on the individual recovery, which is really more of what is the unmet need among those who were affected by the disaster.
Yeah.
And they're formed out of kind of FEMA and BOAD, which is Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. And they provide a lot of support to make sure that we can get our organization off the ground, but really to help us focus in on what is the local need, knowing that every community is very different and they have different resources and leadership. And so it's kind of a more of a locally driven way to help individuals meet their unmet need.
And speaking of unmet needs, guess what? It's housing a lot of the time, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're usually, you know, FEMA kind of gives you a, you know, here's the committees we recommend you stand up and kind of get working, organizing. We're one of the first communities they're recommending to have a committee 100% focused on rental housing committee because it is so such a huge need and definitely the most requested thing we're seeing already.
Boy, that's for sure. And there are a thousand reasons, including the fire, as to the why of that. Are people coming to your organization, to ROC, to get help? Are enough people coming?
Yeah. So we've already done about 800 triages and had, you know, a lot of people we've been in contact with since the initial stages of the disaster, knowing that we were going to be looking at how we can help with them in the long term. And I mean, people's needs are also changing. So we're kind of re-engaging people we met right, you know, in those early days of the fire. Because what you need in the short term is more of, I need my documents. I need to, you know, get my driver's license back. I've got to find a place to sleep tonight. And now you're more looking at, okay, this is what I can afford with my insurance. This is what I can't afford. This is, you know, where everything's going to really look like in terms of rebuilding. And so it's a very different picture now. And we're kind of helping people through that process as well.
And I think one of the things that we've really come to find out through this, Jenny Lynn, is that the varying stages of rebuilding, not just rebuilding houses, but rebuilding our own lives, vary depending on who you are. Because I know, you know, and you look around to any of the fire ravaged neighborhoods and you see some houses in just about ready to move in. A couple of houses already are. Others still, you know, fighting with the insurance companies. So because of the varying ranges of recovery, I think you're going to be in business for a while here.
Yeah, that's what we're kind of being told. I think 3 to 5 years is probably a generous estimate.
Yeah.
You know, because we are, our organization is really focused in on the people who are most vulnerable, most underinsured or not insured at all. So we're really trying to capture the people that have really no other assistance and then figuring out how we as an organization can kind of help navigate them through the process.
And for the people who have not been either aware of the organization or haven't taken advantage of it yet, there is an open house coming up Friday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. In July, Community Action Partnership actually helped us launch a ROC Resource Center, which is a one-stop shop for someone who was affected by the disaster to come in and get in touch with the disaster case management and see what we might be able to help them with. And this Friday from 11 to 1, we are going to have an open house where people from the community, partners, volunteers, donors, people who were affected by the disaster can come in and see what we're trying to do. The ROC Resource Center is located at 141 Stony Circle. Suite 204.
Very good. That, again, is Friday from 11 to 1. And if you're looking for more information about it, you can go to ROC, R-O-C, SonomaCounty.org, or that resource center, which hopefully a lot of people will, because a lot of people are stuck right now in the mire, yeah, in the mire of it all. Well, Jenny Lynn, absolutely, happy to hear about this, and I hope Friday's a good day for folks who have been looking for answers for some time now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's Jenny Lynn Holmes, and she is the co-chair of the Rebuilding Our Community Sonoma County, and that open house on Friday from 11 to 1. And we'll have that information for you on our website, too.